Russ, I could go make breakfast. And he said, Dad, not yet. And I said, I could go make breakfast and you could finish his blocks. And he said, but I want you to see it after it's all done. In other words, he basically wanted me to stay, not leave him. Russ's blocks got kicked over and Russ said, it got wrecked again. Who wrecked it, Russ? Really? Mark, he said, Mark, you went and pushed that. Russ? Is it hard to play with your brother?
No.
Why? Why don't you try to get some other toys to bring in? You could work with your Tinker toys. Too hard? Really? Who would break your Tinker toys? You'd break the Tinker toys? What about your Tron cycle? Would you break that? You could do that. Don't want to try it? Why not? But it runs, don't say that. But it runs real fast. You having a hard time with the whipboard? You need to practice some more. You'll learn how to do it. Level transport. You can't get it open?
No.
Or you can't put the top back on?
I can't get it open.
I'll show you how. You press the thing in and turn it. Oh, at the bottom?
Yeah.
It doesn't work? It wasn't when you have the thing like that. It only works when the thing is off. Right. That's what it's supposed to be. What? And what do I do? My ideas aren't goofed up, so I'm not going to tell you ideas. If you don't like my ideas, when you call them goofed up, then we'll forget about it. Well, that's a good idea. Why not do that? And you can also bring Alexander the Gable. That's good. And he's a monster. So he eats people. He's a monster, Alvin. He's huge. But Marky told him to take Wampa off there, and Russ, it was on a little cart made of blocks, and Russ said no, because they're electrical ropes, and if you take anybody off electrical ropes, they'll get zapped.
Russ was playing with his toys, and putting some, he said, all the ones that don't have a home go in this bag. And I said, why don't you put Superman in there? And he said, because he has a home. He doesn't have to go in here. And what he says, don't have a job. That's right. Don't have a work. That was it. In other words, somehow they don't have a thing that they go to. Don't have a work. It wasn't don't have a home. Yeah.
We were telling Marky that he was supposed to eat his lunch at preschool, and Ross said, oh, brother. And I said, Ross, it's important for him to eat his lunch and to be sociable at preschool. And Ross said, when I say, oh, brother, what I mean is, here we go again. And sometimes when I say,
I corrected a couple of Ross's past tense, aided to ate and dreamed to dreamt, and broke to broke, and he wanted to know what the past tense of swim was, and I said it was swung. He thought that was very interesting.
He thought it was swung.
He thought it was swanged or swinged.
No.
Yeah, he tried swang.
He
had he was worried about a whole bunch of past tenses in a row. Yeah. Right. About things, what I dreamed last night was about snakes. He dreamed last night was he had dreamt.
We're discussing with Ross whether he wanted to see Dark Crystal or Peter Pan, two different movies. And Ross said, I prefer Dark Crystal, Dark Crystal, Dark Crystal, as he was repeated it to try to encourage us to go see it. Why do you like Dark Crystal, Ross?
Did you see the ads for it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So have you seen the ads for Peter Pan?
Yeah.
When?
Upon the show, the little owl.
When they advertised it? I only remember seeing them.
Who's that boy?
Mommy, who is this little boy on the goose, riding the magic goose?
I know. It's Mama Goose. Mama Goose, that's
Mama Goose. No, it's a story. It's a story from a little boy. It's a story about a little boy. We've forgotten who it is. There's a story about a little boy who rode a golden goose.
No, that's not right.
No, that's not beautiful big
prince. Oh, it's a prince, isn't it?
It's about a prince,
yeah.
Ross said, there's G.I. Joe toys on the TV, and I said,
oh, okay. He said, you can watch it, Ross. And he said, even if it is violent. I said, well, why can't we play with the toys? And I said, you can play with the toys if you want, but they're real violent. Are you sure you want to play with them? And he said, yeah, we won't do really violent things with them. Besides, Marky doesn't believe in violence.
Ross, I was telling
you. Marky was taking pictures of preschool, and Ross said, is today show and tell? And I said, no. Yesterday was show and tell for Marky. And he said, yesterday was show and tell for Marky, then today is ours. I'm not sure this is true, but he was following some reasoning that he thought that he's always followed Marky's.
What did he say?
Today is January.
Sorry, I didn't get killed.
And Marky said, I didn't get killed. How come you didn't get killed? He's talking about Ross is coming out, talking about becoming busy at preschool. He said, you go back and forth and you go back and forth, and then you come back from your school and go back in the car. And then mom, you're all mixed up by who will pick up.
Russ has developed a new strategy for counting when he has a circle with something in the center. He starts in the center and then he goes out to the circle.
So he had a circle with six things around. He counted first the one in the center and then went to the outside.
Russ is telling me about what Mark did. Tell me again what Mark did, Russ.
Dad, I'm going to get you.
that he couldn't give Daddy a Christmas card for Valentine's, and he said, but I really wanted to do something, and that's the only plan I had.
I asked Ross, what would you do if someday your daddy came home and Daddy fell over dead from jump over hand because he worked so hard, and he came home and you made him do jump over hand, and Ross said, well, you shouldn't work so hard. Right? Oh, a little earlier then. Wait a second, just a minute, Rocky. You have to go pee? No, first we did jump over here. No, just a minute, Marky. Anyway, and then a little bit before, Ross had asked me to take the backpack off of C-3PO, and I said, he has to have it on because he wears one in the movie. And he said, no, it's Chewbacca who wears it in Empire Strikes Back, right? And then Marky came back and he said, so take it off, Marky, then Marky said, so take it off this guy. And he Marky had followed the whole conversation. It's like, well, it's off now. Who can? I'm not going to do it anymore. I finished with my backpack. Work. Also, Marky called the backpack the pack back.
Ross put a pillow in place so that Marky wouldn't get hurt in our Bucky Bronco game. I said, yeah,
gotta put this, I've got to put this somewhere. I said, yeah, for Bucky Bronco? And he said, yeah, because Marky seems to get hurt. Yeah, for Marky and Bucky Bronco, because he seems to get hurt. Which is true. He often gets bumped over the edge of the couch and onto the floor, and Ross was putting a pillow in that area so he protected Marky. After my comment, he said, that's very nice of me because I really do care about my brother.
Negative conditions have to be if you don't get this stuff right over there,
I'll break, fall down and crack my head. If you don't get this stuff over there real soon, I'll crack my head easily. This is Ross talking to Mark and saying that he needs the pillows so he can do a stunt. And notice how you have to use if with this. You can't say when, right? You could say, of course, unless. You could tell Marky, unless you get the pillow over there, I'm going to crack my head. It would be more less imperative if he's unless.
Something about Ross's plant, and he said, speaking of my plant, let's do it right now. Water.
Marky just had to go pee in the bathroom. He said, I have to go pee
downstairs. And then he got say, I got to, but don't drink my milk. And Ross came out and said, I'll watch him. And so he's watching us, maybe we don't drink it.
When we came back, I said, Ross, tell what happened. And Ross said, Daddy tried to drink your milk, but I wouldn't let him.
For myself? I like to drink other people's milk. Actually, I never drink, I'm a kind of monster that doesn't drink the own milk. I only drink other people's milk. What? Yeah, I have to drink that, okay.
The horn and the bear. Ross was looking for Christmas carols, and
since he can't read, he's bringing all of his 30 tapes up to me one at a time. He asked me, Dad, can you tell me how to spell Christmas carols? And I spelled and couldn't remember. And he said, I said, why don't you bring it out and show me? And he said, oh, I'll bring it out. One at a time.
Ross is having trouble opening up Castle Grayskull, and he says,
Daddy would have to do it. And I said, yeah. And he said, but many times with the boys, I couldn't even do it this day. No one could both never do it, never with the boys.
Ross had just finished cleaning up Ross's room. Today is, January 15th? And he said, gee, it really looks neater. And I said, yeah, I know. He said,
I really mean it. Don't act like, he said, and he said, I really mean it. I said, yeah. He said, don't act like you don't think I really mean it. I said, oh, I know you mean it, Ross. And he thought I was being facetious in my saying yes. And that I wasn't really agreeing with him because I was kind of tired. I think my voice is so tired. Why do you think I didn't agree with you? My voice is tired?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, I do think I did a good job in this.
Mm-hmm.
beautiful thing for the Lord.
Ross said that he wanted Mark to get Angus.
And I said, okay. I said, yeah, you want Bangus? He said, no, he calls him Angus Bangus. In other words, he just didn't like the Bangus by itself. And he said, I call mine Icy Bicy. And Mark said, no, mine Angus Kangus. And so Ross said, okay, I'll call mine. He thought himself and he said, Icy Picy.
Ross is mad at Mark, and I said, you'd be nice to Mark. He said, no way, when he's bossing me around so much. And a little later, he complained to Mark he was getting on his nerves, which is his new phrase. And now he's saying, Mark is getting on my nerves again.
I asked Mark if he wanted more raisins in his raisin bread, and what did he say?
Raisins.
Ross is getting a little tired of winter, and he said, why does there have to be winter? I sure wish there wasn't even any cold winter. And he probably should have said, I sure wish there wasn't even any cold winter at all. Should have said at all, because he really means at all. Today is January 19th, I believe. Ross did two super polite things. He wanted me to fix something on his horse, and he said, Dad, could you do this? I'm not telling you that you have to. I'm just asking, could you do it? And then, actually, I ended up doing it in the end, but a little later, I gave him a German cookie, Lebkuchen, and he said, I really like it, Dad, but I don't want any right now. And the idea was that he didn't really like it all that much at all. I probably was too strong tasting for him, too much cinnamon. I had made such a big deal about it being heart-shaped and I loved him and everything that he didn't want to say that he didn't like it. But he said, I really like it, but I don't want any right now. He almost ate I don't think he ate any almost at all. Just a very small bite, and Marty's basically rejected it too. I told Ross I didn't want to play jump over hand with him, and he said, well, then why didn't you stay at work? He was quite mad with me. And I felt that if I wasn't going to play with him, then I shouldn't have come home. I asked Ross if he wanted me to fix his sword, and he said, sure, but not now. He wants me to read a book, and he's telling me, I'll show you where I think we ended. A nice embedded belief verb there. It's kind of rare, actually. What's that, Ross? Where do you think we ended? Okay, we're going to start with Empire, okay?
Okay, and then we'll go on to this.
Right, okay. Martin,
we ended right here.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
On this
page. Okay. How do I read the dinosaurs, Martin?
Okay, we'll get
okay, we're going to do it. Okay, we'll get
Papa.
Open up. Okay, Ross is going to help read. Ross knows how to read, so he's going to read the words, okay? Okay, read the words, Ross.
Loop.
Rides.
A canton.
Across.
The snowy slope.
The icy
planet of Hoth.
Icy slopes of Hoth. Okay?
Icy slopes of Hoth.
Slopes means it means when it's going up like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ross?
Okay.
Great.
You do that one, I'll do this one.
Okay. Imperial probe robots survey Hoth. Wait, I gotta move it. Okay, now put that.
Tom.
Go ahead.
Luke.
Use
the fourth.
Uh-huh.
Can I do the pop-up?
Okay, you start the word and then you do the pop-up. Okay, now you start the next page.
Darth Vader.
Invades.
The portal.
Darth. You need the word, Darth.
The. Rebel base of Hoth.
What's the rebel base? Good.
Rebel base. Mm-hmm. But I almost got all of it. It really was the rebel base of Hawk.
Yes, it is. It really was. You're right.
I got the whole thing. They just fit wrong.
Right. Good luck. You just left out Hawk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you don't see any words here, do you? Yes?
No.
But we're going to have words.
That.
And you see the words now?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Or to escape the...
From
the swamp.
Good. Okay, go ahead.
It's here the Jedi Master.
Great. Good luck.
Don't do this one, because this one is supposed to be in like, you have to put it in like that.
Right.
And then do it like that.
Right.
Because it's kind of broken.
Kind of neat, though. I like it.
It's going to break, I know it.
They're all breaking soon. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get a new book maybe.
Yeah.
Christmas.
So this time we'll get a Star Wars one.
Oh, okay.
That one is breaking too.
Yeah. Okay, you want to hear this one? Ross is going to read this to you, Marcy.
No, that's your page. You do
just
that.
Just read the first word.
Yoda. No, me.
Teaches.
Teaches. Luke.
Uh-huh.
Luke.
To use.
The Force.
Good. Good, Marcy. Very good.
Okay, now mine. You start mine.
The.
Monster.
No,
Millennium Falcon.
Escapes.
Escape.
Marcy, watch your
face. No, here. Marcy!
Here, son. Marcy, watch your face. Good, now it's Marcy's turn. Now Marcy, do it. Okay. Now Marcy, did you show how Yoda did this? Do you want to do Yoda?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Good.
Good. Do you want to do it too?
Yeah, he's trying to show him how to do the lightsaber.
Right. Okay, ready? Okay, Ross, you're going to read this.
Cloud City.
Appears.
Quiet.
Quiet. This is breaking.
These are the guards.
Mm-hmm. This is breaking.
Yeah.
This is breaking.
We're making another one.
Okay, turn it down.
It's also turning
it. What does it say, Ross? What does it say?
Luke is trapped.
Trapped.
Ah!
Okay.
Got it.
Good.
Ah!
Good, Ross. Okay, now what
no word yet, but now
what
it is.
What does it say?
Darth Vader wins.
Right. Okay.
That was
wait, Marcy, please. Yeah.
Darth Vader wins.
Yep. Good, Mark. Good job.
This is breaking.
Very good. This one's breaking. They're all breaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Marcy's turn first. Good, Mark. What does it say?
Nope. It's saying.
Okay, end of the book. Let's do dinosaurs now.
Yeah.
Dinosaur pop-up.
Then after this, last one is this one.
Then comes Smurf. Yeah,
yeah then comes
dinosaur
Smurf.
Dinosaur pop-up.
I like my dinosaur.
Okay. You're going to have to help. Ooh.
That's just like our museum.
Okay, you want to help Daddy? Daddy will help, okay?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs live millions of years.